don't know if you're hearing all that behind you. Something to do with you.
I am, actually.
Yeah, all right. You won't hear any of that while we're talking.
Okay.
So I'll ask you about the spa menu, okay?
Okay.
That you can answer. And what else would you like to cover?
Just the new trends in the food industry right now. Everything, a lot of stuff is farm to table. A lot of stuff, we're switching ingredients around from traditional steak and potatoes to, instead of just mashed potatoes, we'll do a blue cheese au gratin potato or a fingerling potato salad that you can make warm, which is different. And it's almost like a loaded baked potato just for starch. And it just, like I said, decomposes it.
And what is the now those seem like more heavy food.
Yes.
So yeah, and why is that? Why are you going to that direction, as well as having the spa menu? Are people demanding that?
People are demanding that, actually. They like to see. Well, as for lighter fare, we went from a basic starch couscous. We went to a quinoa because it's the mother grain. It's a trending product right now. That's really trending grain. People are going, accepting just lighter fare in general, from artisan breads to local greens.
On the show, I'll let you go on, but we're just going very quickly here. But we still need you to talk up. And the last part of this is I'm going to introduce you. I'm going to ask you what your training was, because I found that very interesting. How easy, actually, it was for you to become a head chef. And I think that's almost very inspirational. So can you talk about your training and background a little bit when we start?
Terrific, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, good. I'm ready, Stuart, whenever you are. Right. And then when we are all finished, do not get off, okay? You're going to hear some silence, and I'm going to stay on because we're going to do a completely different type of show for a different audience with you, but with very similar questions. Mostly, I'll be saying different things. Okay?
Okay.
So what you're going to hear is music. You're going to hear me introduce the show, the whole show, and then you're going to hear me introduce you, and I'm going to start by asking you about your background. That'll be my first question, okay?
Okay.
All I ask you to do is sit up and talk up. That's it.
Okay.
Very
All right,
good.
You got it.
Good. Go ahead.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles.
Starting again. Again.
Yes, we're starting that music again. Nothing to do with you.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair.
On my head and not on my shoulders. And what do you see when you look in the mirror? This is Adrienne Berg, and hello, hello, hello. This is Generation Bold, the only show that brings you the fountain of truth about aging. And we have a terrific and varied show today. We're going to be speaking with a young chef who is actually the head chef at a wonderful restaurant. I had great experiences there, but I want you to see what's going on with menus, because our survey shows that you guys do not cook anymore, that the average baby boomer eats out as often as they eat in, and what is the trend in restaurants. I bet that's a big part of your budget, and I bet that restaurants is a big part of your life. It is certainly an easy way to sit back and relax, and we're all becoming such connoisseurs. We know everything about water to wine. Okay, we're also going to be talking about an owner of a great family establishment with interfamily trips. And how about you? Have you been finding it a little bit difficult to plan for the holiday season? Maybe now you have blended families. Maybe the kids are finally married. People live in different areas. Well, what's a great way to have an inter-family, an intergenerational holiday this holiday season? We'll be talking about that. And then we go purely international with one of our favorite guests, Rich Chechen, who is the president of Asset Strategies International, and Jeff Anandapa, really a world-class investment manager when it comes to not only rare stamps and rare coins and everything else that the great Stanley Gibbons in London brings to the table, but some very, very interesting things that you may want to talk about with your grandkids, like collecting books. We already perhaps collect stamps, but what about art? What about some other kinds of artifacts in your life that really can connect intergenerationally? So this is a kind of intergenerational show with food. But before we go and say hello to Wes Jones, our head chef, you're going to be fascinated to hear what he's doing with his menu. I have a kind of a sad note for you. We do have, I'm going to call this a death in the family. And what family is that? The family of gerontologists, the people who brought to us the whole concept of what successful aging is all about. Remember, this is still the hidden topic in most disciplines, in most schools, whether it's medical school, whether it's business. You know, we're just becoming aware of this new stage in life, the age after 60. But there was one person who really had it nailed, and her name, if you don't know it, is Rose Dubruff. And Hunter College really does mourn her loss. She was a professor there, but she was the founder of the Brookdale Center on Healthy Aging. For those of you who are not in my field, that won't mean much, but it's like saying the founder of the world. This was the beginning. This was where all the people who were attorneys in trusts and estates first heard the word elder law. This was the place where people who are now 50, 60 years old, who were sociologists and social workers, who never thought about working with people who are older, learned their craft. She truly was a nationally renowned expert in the field of gerontology. She made Brookdale Center a leader in its field. And many of the things that you can do in your life and in the life of your loved ones, older loved ones right now, was because she was the co-director of the Hunter College Mount Sinai School of Medicine Geriatric Education Center and a longtime member of the Council of Advisors over at Brookdale. This was a woman who went 24/7, and she went 24/7 until the date of her death, really and truly. It's really a loss, because she was somebody that you could always go to. And she not only knew her stuff, but she knew the history of her stuff. Her heart was in the right place, and she was made many, many changes that we know that are now part of our laws that have to do with the rights of older adults. Really started with Rose Dubruff. So we salute you. There are very, very few people who have your creds, my friend, and sorry to miss you and see you go. All right, from that, maybe we'll raise a glass to Rose. She would have liked that. Over at Charlie B's Pub and Restaurant. See what I did there? See that segue? But Rose would have liked that one. And this is also she would have liked. I'm a little verklempt here because I really liked Rose. I can't tell you how many conferences I met her at. And I never saw her sitting down. So anyway, Wes Jones. Wes Jones is a young chef, so we're going in another direction here. In addition to learning about restaurants and what's happening with menus, for many of you, there's another take on this, which Wes probably would never even have thought of. And that is that a lot of you have grandchildren and children who want to be chefs. And you think, oh, no, they just saw a couple of shows on television. They think it's all about star power. They're not going to go to school. They're not going to make a living. They're going to be washing dishes in the back room for the rest of their life. Oh, you can't. You can't do it. You can't do it. And so maybe you discourage them. Well, maybe after listening to Wes Jones, you're going to start to encourage them, because he has done very well very quickly. So, Wes, thank you so much for being on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So I do want to inspire people. You know, you are a young guy, certainly with our listeners, they're going to think you're a very young guy. Most young guys don't think they're young, but we do. You had a pretty heavy career very early. Could you tell us your background and your training?
As far as background and training goes, for me, actually, it goes beyond my schooling and my technical training on a physical level. So when I was growing up, we would go to Mississippi twice a year, and little to be said, that is Southern cooking. So I would wake up in the morning and smell the smells and hear stuff cooking and my grandma saying hi and good morning and the smell of the coffee for them and the Cheerios for us. That inspired me some, but I think what it really is it kind of has to be in a bloodline somewhere. It kind of has to be in your gene pool to be an aspired chef and love what you do, and you just kind of have to be built for it. It through my bloodline, actually, if you will, my grandpa, which I'm sorry I never met, he ran the food and beverage for the Louisiana Saints for 20 years in their food and beverage team, and he did very well. And he just kind of went through my mom would cook every day, and I saw that, and I just kind of I held on to that because I saw what it did to people and how happy it made people when it tasted the first spoon of gumbo and white rice and the root beer they drink with it. You know, it really made me happy, and it really made me want to continue that in my family.
So already we're seeing the inspiration and the intergenerational impact of this. You know, I was telling everybody, Wes, that this is an intergenerational show plus food. But it sounds to me that this food is also very intergenerational. And you get a lot of intergenerational people at Charlie B's over at Stowe Flake, which is in Vermont, in Stowe, Vermont. The resort is Stowe Flake. The town is Stowe. The restaurant is Charlie B's. Now, what did you go to school? What was your training?
I did, actually. I went through a culinary program at a community college that my at that time girlfriend, now wife of 15 years. Thank you, Kristen. Love you. She was going to the school. We actually worked together. I was a cook at Chili's, and she was a waitress at Chili's. So we met through the business. And I later found out that she was going to school to be an accountant, and not to be on her same level, but I was going to continue the path of the culinary service or food and beverage industry at some point. So I decided to make a day out of it, go to school at the same time, working full time and paying my way through semester by semester, no loans, because I didn't want to have anything over, you know, I didn't want to have any debts or anything. So I just took a little while longer, did it like that, and got through. I graduated with a 3.58 grade, you know, 3-point average, and it was awesome. It was a great time, great chefs there, and I learned technique and soup, sauces, consommés, everything to baking and pastries. So
here you go. Obviously, it's a good thing to say to your kids and your grandkids, training is needed. You can get a high grade average. You can be an academic. You can even marry an accountant, and you can still be a chef. So now you've done. So we land you now at Charlie B's. People think, well, you know, you can't get, you're a head chef. This is a big deal. And that happened fairly early. But did you bring your Cajun experience to the menu? And how is the menu changing now? Because I know it is.
It really is. We're going to a winter menu very soon. A couple of featured menu items for the stick to your ribs, kind of Cajun style, if you will, is going to be a smoked brisket shepherd's pie with organic carrots and Cabot creamy mashed potatoes. And yeah, for Cajun reason, we've tried a couple different things. Some worked. I'm going to have to keep that a secret for now. The listeners are going to have to come check us out.
Okay.
But the new menu will be out hopefully by December 1st. So we're all looking forward to it.
Well, this is terrific, and of course we have plenty more to go. We'll be speaking with you again in just a moment. And don't go away, you're going to learn all about what it means to own a resort. Okay, so now we're going on. This is very, very good, so you see how easy it is, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's good, so you see how easy it is, correct?
Correct.
Good, so we're off the air now. We're not on the air. That was the first segment,
okay.
All right?
Okay, great.
Now we're going to go to the second segment, which is on a different show. Now, this one is purely a travel and leisure show. And on this one, we're going to be talking more about the spa and what's going on in the spa menu part of it, okay?
Yep.
But I will also be asking you a little bit less about the credentials because it's a different kind of show. All right?
Okay.
So whenever you're ready to... Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is the Travel and Leisure and Lifestyle arm of the Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour. I get a leisurely half hour with you guys every single Saturday morning, and boy, do I look forward to it. Now, last week I had the pleasure of being at a resort. Of course, we're going to be talking today about restaurants, restaurant menus, how they're changing for the holiday season, with a top chef, Wes Jones, over at Charlie B's Pub and Restaurant in a beautiful town, the town of Stowe, Vermont. And I'm going to give you a little bit of an insight of how much I love this town in a moment. But I will tell you now that Stowe Flake Resort, I want you to know exactly where it is. Stowe Flake Resort in Stowe on Mountain Road is where you're going to find Charlie B's. And in the kitchen, you're going to find Wes Jones, who is the head chef. Now, what I know about you guys from meeting you at our different radio conferences is you love to eat out. And you're very interested in menus and what's going on in farm to table, how menus are changing for the winter season. And I thought I'd give you an insight from a head chef. That's exactly how he crafts his menu. So when you pick up that piece of paper, and you're sitting in that chair and you're wondering if you're going to put your $22 down for the flounder or the brisket, you're going to know what's going on in the head of the guy who's making the decisions that show up on the menu. So, Wes, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
So, you know, we've talked before a little bit, and I know that you're preparing now for your winter menu. You're changing over your menu. There are some secrets and surprises, but there's also a particular dish that's going on for the new season over at Charlie B's. Tell everybody the dish. Make their mouth water. And then I want to ask you a question about it.
Okay. First, we take a whole brisket and brine it overnight, half and half salt and sugar mixture. Then we slow roast it for about 6 hours, slice it really thin. We layer some beautiful, silky smooth cabbage mashed potatoes down in the casserole dish. Organic carrots over that. A little smoked brisket. And then we'll actually melt another couple pieces of cabbage extra sharp cheddar over that. And shallot demi-glaze to finish. Can't go wrong.
So this is a beautiful dish, and it's definitely a winter dish. Here's my question. You could create anything on that menu that you want. How actually do you make your menu decisions?
It's all based on local tastes, actually, and different trends that are going on in the food industry at the time.
Everywhere. Would you say that farm-to-table is a big trend? Is the farm-to-table a big trend in your area?
Yeah, absolutely. There's something that's different, I feel, about Vermont, and that's one of the really big things about it is the farm-to-table scene and the whole food scene in general is just fresh and new, and you just really have to keep up with the trends, you know, and it's, and farm-to-table is actually one of them. We have a food purveyor that is 10 miles away from us, and we get our produce whenever we can. Everything's in season, you know, we get the freshest product available. And that's half of it. You know, you have to have really good ingredients to have something taste really, really good.
Now, of course, one of the things that you are is you're in a resort. That makes a little bit different. Your restaurant at Charlie B's is in Stowflake. And there's a spa. So are the people there going for the spa? Do they want a spa menu? Because what you just described is very warm winter food. What do you do about the spa folks?
The spa folks, they're in a different scene within the resort. They're warm already, and they're in sanctuaries, and they're having warm contact massage style. And what we do for them is we have a spa inspired menu for them, and we have bento boxes. Actually, we will do a protein, the mother grain quinoa, trending now. Tofu cheesecake for dessert with a fresh berry compote. It's really light. They have their choice of salad and soup, actually. It comes all in one box, and it's five different things. And
so, you know, one of the things that everybody laughs at of New Yorkers, and I'm a New Yorker, broadcasting out of the great state of New Jersey, because I'm a transplant now to New Jersey, is that for us, a menu is just a suggestion. Why? We want this on the side. We don't want that. We want vegetables, not potatoes. We want potatoes, not vegetables. You know, on and on and on. Do you find that in your restaurant? And if so, how do you cope with that?
On an hourly basis, a half hourly basis, if you will. And that's what we're actually in the business for. That's what we do. We accommodate, and we love to do that. So we go out of our way to. Any kind of special requests, special needs, dietary needs, allergens, we're there for our customers. Again, that's what we do. But and the menu as a suggestion only, I don't know if any listeners out there would appreciate a choose your own everything menu, but that's kind of what a lot of people are aiming to do. Not necessarily in a restaurant establishment, but when people go out, they like to change stuff and we like what we like. You know, some people don't like Danish blue cheese on their filet mignon, or they don't like, you know, pickled red onion and cucumber coleslaw on their crab cakes, or, you know, so like they switch it up, you know, and I kind of think that some people have it right when they have, just say, a taco menu or a burger menu, or, and they can do it. But there's something to be said about something at the bottom of a menu saying, please no substitution, you know? If I can't substitute and have exactly what I want, I don't want to pay for it, if you will.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little, it is a turnoff. So when we come back, I'm going to take a little bit of a break. When we come back, I want to talk about food pairings now. One of the big trends is what wine do you drink with what? And you have basically a family restaurant, but it does have a major bar right in the middle of it over at Charlie B's. And so I'm going to ask you a little bit about what are people ordering, whether it's beer, whether it's wine, what's the trend? We'll be back in just a moment. So meanwhile, I want to explain to you what we're doing here. Every Wednesday at the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour, we show you how to make money. And every Saturday, we show you how to spend it. You know, being the co-host of Retirement Power Hour, we have a special offer for you, and only for the first five callers today. There is chaos in the market, chaos in the world. You can stop the chaos in your finances. Preserve every penny and live the life you deserve. If you'd like to participate in good markets and never go back in bad, enjoy a lifetime of tax-free income that sets you free. Just call 1-800-467-8152. Call now. You will get a comprehensive strategy session to make your financial and life goals come true. Discover your blind spots about excessive taxation, excessive fees, how much money you need in retirement, and how to pay the exorbitant health bills that may come your way without going broke. will immediately point you in the right direction to increase your wealth without ever having to save an extra penny. You qualify if you have at least $250,000 in investable assets and you're one of our first five callers. That's 1-800-467-8152. I'll say that slowly because I know you're writing it down. 1-800-467-8152. If you're spending even 1 minute worried about retirement money, if you hesitate to look at your financial statements and fear you've taken a loss, if you watch the tax man pick your pocket every year, or you struggle with the finances of elder parents, you don't have to curtail your retirement dreams. Just call now. We have individually crafted solutions for you. That's 1-800-467-8152. Now, going back to our little leisure show here, I do want to explain to everybody, you know, why we do this. People come to me all the time and they say, I want to travel in retirement. It's the number one thing that I want to do after I retire, according to the AARP surveys. And then they don't go. One of the things they do is they eat out. And this happens sometimes 3 and 4 times a week, I am told by our clients over at Ronald Gelock and Associates. And when we look at what they're really spending on, they're spending on fine food. They're spending on fast food. They are not spending in the grocery department as they did in the past. With retirement comes a menu. And we have Wes Jones with us. Wes Jones, a head chef over at Charlie B's, a beautiful restaurant in a beautiful setting. And I promised you I'd tell you a little bit about Stowe. Stowe, Vermont, many of you know of and think of as a place to ski. However, within 6, depending on how you drive, 7 miles of the great state of New Jersey, you can get up there and do antiquing in any time of year. Of course, I went up there last weekend, which was beautiful season for seeing the changing of the leaves, but it was also Halloween. And this town closed down. I had a ball. I was literally went back to the future. I went back to the time that I was a kid doing trick-or-treating, and I was doing trick-or-treating with my kids. It's just that kind of town, and I have a feeling that every season and every holiday, something like this happens. It's a great place to be. And Stowflake is a lovely resort. Wes Jones has reviewed with us spa, the new menus for the new year, that it's okay to make changes in what is said at the menu. But I want to go right to the bar now, Wes. So take me to the bar. Is it beer? Is it wine? What's trending?
Well, I have two words for Vermont right now for the trend, and that is heady topper. Everything goes with a heady topper. It's a New Alchemist beer. Not a New Alchemist beer. It's a trending beer. It's been out for a while now. But that's people go crazy over it. It's a new thing, and it's a great beer. Nice and citrusy, nice and hoppy. But if you want a burger, that's the beer you go to. If you like a lighter fare on for a burger, if you like lighter fare on beer, you'll go to a Switchback, which is a beautiful one.
You know, I saw more distilleries and more. You have a beer tour at Stowe.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
In the resort, they give you a map. Right? You pay $10 and you get sloshed. So you have to know that it's a great. No, that's a lot of fun. But I will tell you, I was able to get a heady topper at your bar. I wanted to go to the stores and buy it to take home. And I went from one to the other and it was sold out. It is that popular. Now, you also on your menu, you also have some very interesting sparkling wines. And I like that. But I don't, because the book that I'm writing, the travel book I'm writing now, is called Champagne Before Breakfast. And it alludes to the champagne that you get when you balloon. And you usually go at sunrise.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you get champagne before breakfast. But what's going on? Are we still wine, wine lovers as we have been in the last decade?
For trending wines, yes. The go-tos, they're still going to, but the new trends, like I said, there's so many, especially in our area, beer is trending. Beer is the thing right now. People still like their reds with their red meat and their whites with their fish and chicken, yes. But yeah, trending now is or the beers.
Well, I think part of it, too, is that most of your big tourist season is in the cold weather. And many times people are going there to ski because, although we're not talking about the ski features of the resort right now and of the town, the people who are coming probably to Charlie B's are cold. They want to warm up. They want to have that great beer. And plus, beer seems to be more like a food. And when we talk about farm to table, when we talk about people taking over their own food production in your area, not in ours so much, but somewhat New Jersey as well. We are the Garden State. There's something about making your own beers or buying a beer that is, you know, micro-brewed that feels like it's something that you've grown yourself. It's a little bit different than a great wine, which might be from Paris or from Italy. So I actually think that it makes some sense, some logical sense, that what you're seeing is the richer foods, the spa food being an entirely different menu, and people crafting their own demands to you. So thank you so much, Wes. This is a wonderful insight into what really happens at a good restaurant. And have a great time. I hope to talk to you again, and I certainly hope to eat once again at Charlie B's. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about Charlie B's and about Stoweflake with actually the owner in a couple of minutes. So one of the things that I think is most important to you guys is to get out there, make it happen. If you love a restaurant, we have so many wonderful ones in New Jersey. If you want to get in a car and you want to go over to Vermont, this is the season coming up. We shall be back in a moment. Okay. Wes, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay, stay on. So what I'm going to do now is the original plan was to speak with Chuck Bailey. Is that the way he says his name? No. Chuck. I'm having Barrow. Chuck Barrow.
I'm sorry. Chuck Bayrah, yes. Yes,
Bayrah.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. We're not online. We're not on the air.
Okay.
So, Chuck, so I have to say that correctly because tell me exactly how he says his name.
It's like where you would have a boat in the bay.
Right.
And meat when it's not cooked. Raw. Bayrah.
Bayrah, excellent. All right. So he's supposed to call us now. And we're supposed to put him on, all right? However, he didn't call in, so the producer is calling him right now and touching base, making sure he's there, okay? He did send an email. Now, in the event that we can't reach him quickly, I'm going to continue with our conversation, okay?
Okay.
Do you have the extra 15 minutes for me? Good. All right. We're not on the air, so don't worry and just relax. He's being called right now, but I'll prepare you. Should we go on again? One of the things I did want to go back with this is talk to you about your relationship with the local producers. And you did mention one group. But do you also have a relationship with the beer microbrewers?
We have a relationship with the Alchemists. The beer is so, I don't want to say hide it or hid, but you have to have a relationship with them in a contract for it to be a local authorized retailer of the beer, actually.
The word Alchemist is new to me. Does that mean
yes, that being the producer of the beer, actually. The Alchemist used to be a restaurant in Waterbury, Vermont.
Oh, I
see. Very,
okay.
Very trendy
okay.
Ski town now.
Okay, so Chuck, Wes, Chuck just called
yes.
in, and he's actually
okay.
on. He could talk to me, so I'm going to say goodbye to you, and
okay.
you can hang up, and I thank you so much, and I'm just going to go right down and say hello to Chuck Bayrah. Okay?
Awesome. Thanks so much.
That was wonderful. Bye. Thank you. Hi, Chuck. How are you?
Hi, I'm pretty good, Adrian. How are you?
Good. So we're going to be talking in two segments here. One for, and it's for two different shows, all right? So
okay.
You're going to hear very different questions on the two shows. The first one is a travel and leisure show. We're going to be on straight up for 15 minutes. You're not going to hear any music or anything like that. You'll hear me introduce the show. I read one ad in the middle of the show, okay? And you stay
okay.
on. Don't get off. Right now
so that's
going to
be live.
And that, it's all live. And that's
oh, okay.
It's live to tape. It's live to tape. We don't, it's all taped, but it's live to tape. We don't edit or anything. We go right through. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions now so that you're prepared, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So are you properly introduced as owner of Stowflake?
Yeah. It's a family business. So I'm the principal owner right now, so I'm owner and president.
Good. And the other question is, so it's a family business, so we're going to talk a little bit about the background of the resort itself, when it started
okay,
and so on. Okay?
All right.
So that's good. Then we're going to talk about intergenerational clientele. What can
okay.
kids do there? What can older adults do there? And we're going to talk about the holiday season.
All how right.
How you gear up for the holiday season. So I think if we do all of this, we're pretty well covered for the time we have. Then we'll repeat that and a few other things for the next show. Okay?
Okay. And you realize we are a three-generation family business as well, with two generations currently working in it.
Perfect. Okay, I'm ready to go.
Okay, me too.
Okay, I'm listening to the producer from... Right. Okay. I am. Okay. Okay. Right. Very good. Chuck, you're going to hear me do an ad right off the bat. Don't worry, it gets integrated with music and stuff. But then I'm going to be introducing you right away. Okay?
I'm good.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, co-host of the Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour, with a special offer only for our first five callers. There is chaos in the market, chaos in the world. Stop the chaos in your finances. Preserve every penny and live the life you deserve. If you'd like to participate in good markets, never go back in bad markets, enjoy a lifetime of tax-free income that sets you free, just call 1-800-467-8152 now for a comprehensive strategy session to make your financial and life goals come true. You'll discover blind spots you never knew you had in excessive taxation, fees you're spending, how much money you need in retirement. Don't keep that a secret even from yourself, and how to pay the exorbitant health bills that many of us do incur without going broke. We will immediately point you in the right direction to increase your wealth without having to save an extra penny. To qualify, you need to have at least $250,000 in investable assets and be one of the first five to call 1-800-467-8152. That's 1-800-467-8152. If you're spending even 1 minute worried about retirement, if you're hesitating to look at your financial statements because you're afraid you might have taken a loss in this market, if you're watching the tax man pick your pocket every year, or struggling with the finances of elder parents, do not curtail your retirement dreams. You can call now. We have your individually crafted solution. 1-800-467-8152. And now you know that every single Saturday, we continue with our travel and leisure half hour, because on Wednesdays we show you how to make money, and on Saturdays we show you how to spend it. We've been talking with the absolutely adorable Wes Jones, a very, very smart guy, great chef at over at Charlie B's, and we've been explaining that Charlie B's is actually part of a major resort called Stowflake in the beautiful Vermont town of Stowe that you probably associate with snow and skiing. There's a lot more to it. I explained I had a fabulous time there myself for Halloween. Town shut down. It was great. But we have an important guy, one of the pinpoints of the businesses over at Stowe, and he is the owner of a mountain resort and beautiful spa. His name is Chuck Bayraw, And I think he's a third-generation hotel operator over at the resort Stowe Lake. So, Chuck, thank you for taking this this time out for us this morning.
You're welcome. I just cleared up. We are a three-generation business. I'm unfortunate, not unfortunate, but I'm not the second generation. The third generation is both my my daughter is our general manager, Sherry Vera, and I have a nephew who's our vice president of sales, Scott Vera.
Okay, so you're the middleman there. Very, very good.
I'm the middleman.
You're the middleman.
I'm the middleman, but kind of at the top for a while.
You know, we have a lot of listeners who are in exactly your position. We have a lot of family business listeners. New Jersey happens to be a state that is kind of an incubator for family businesses, including, by the way, restaurants, lots of them. But let's go to Stowe Lake itself. Tell us a little bit about the history of the resort, because what we want to learn is what's going to go on starting now through the holiday season. But first, let's go to the history a bit.
Okay, the history we started, actually was started by my parents Stu and B. Bayraw back in 1963. At that time, it was what you would just call small B&B. They, in fact, lived on the first floor and had about 20 rooms on the second floor. It really was a large B&B that sat on about an acre of land at our current location. That was the start of it all. In 1969, I came into the business because we had just purchased another hotel, motel that had been built next door. And I came into the business, and that's when my mother said I ruined her little inn.
Right.
Because I eventually, in fact, tore down the original inn building, which was a perfectly good building, but we had bought up all the land around us. We own what I call a large Vermont block. It's about a half a mile by a half a mile from right on Mountain Road. It goes from Cape Cod Road, which goes up to the Stowe Country Club, to Cottage Club Road, which is on the other side, and where I just caught the tail end of a conversation you were having with our chef, where the new we sold a little piece of land off for the new Alchemist Brewery to be built. So we then expanded a great deal over a couple of different phases, and today we have 116 rooms and suites in the main hotel, and another 32 or 3-bedroom or 1-bedroom condominium. So what we call in total about 180 keys to rent.
Yes, and you consistently get great TripAdvisor and other feedback. And I can attest to that, too, because I had a wonderful time there. I go all over the world. I travel everywhere. And I would go back, and I'm very precious with my time. So what I experienced was a terrific spa, which is Ayurvedic, as well as the traditional kinds of things. And, of course, trendy things like maple, sugar scrubs, and things of that nature. Because it is a town that's associated with skiing and associated with certain iconic Vermont activities. Starting now, going through December and into January, I'm sure you're planning a whole lot of adventures for people. Tell us a little bit about what's in store for anybody who goes up to Stowe Lake in November, December, and even in January.
Sure, and we just finished up Halloween, for which you were here, and Halloween was they do a big block party, and they don't actually. They closed down the historic village, which is a short mile and a half walk from us, to car traffic. But in fact, the main street of the village is where they have a huge party. And they had something like, 10,000-15,000 people down there. So it was quite a party. Anyway, but starting now, we actually right now we're probably in our most sort of little 2-week lull. We've just finished up with the fall. In fact, we're still trying to rake up all those colorful leaves now off the ground. Skiing will start in just about 10 or 12 days. So right now, we're the golf course is all literally just closed this week. So we've got about 8 or 9 days to a lot of people go on vacation and to transfer from skiing and Great Fall sightseeing into the skiing. So starting very soon, we'll be skiing. Thanksgiving's a really time here because not only is the skiing going strong, but it's just a very festive time, and a lot of people come up here, just to be in the mountains and be around Stowe. And then as we get near Christmas, of course, Christmas, New Year's holiday is one of the biggest times of the year. A lot of people, again, come up to ski. A lot of the families come up. But, again, particularly Christmas, New Year's, some of the family members ski. Some just enjoy the what Snowflake has to offer because it's a lot. We have, as you said, a 20,000-plus square foot spa with a lot of great areas to relax and a lot of other areas around the hotel for entertainment and relaxation. So we also do snowshoeing and cross-country trails right on our property here and have snowshoes available for people. So if you're real aggressive, you can ski and then go snowshoeing afterwards. But for those that might not go up skiing, you can get out on the snow and play and have a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, I do want to mention, we often talk here about a group called Free Walkers, which is close to us in New Jersey, where we do very long-distance walking. And one of the wonderful things about Snowflake was that you could walk out the door, and you can go on a prepared walking trail. If you're like us, you would take the full walk, which is 5 miles, and you could do your round trip, which is 10 miles. You can also snowshoe. I don't ski, and I spend a lot of time in Utah in the mountains snowshoeing. So to me, that is a sport, and it's a wonderful activity as well. So that's there, but the great part of it is it's right out your door. In the door, you've got the spa, you've got the indoor and outdoor pools, but tell us about the mineral pool, the Hungarian mineral pool.
The Hungarian mineral pool, you found that one, huh? It's hard to miss. Well, what we did a little differently in our spa. Before we built our spa in about 2000, 2001, I had the dubious task of traveling literally around the United States and even over Europe and looked at about 20 of what were then the best state-of-the-art spas being built. And it was interesting. When you went to the United States, most of the really good spas then had a beautiful women's sanctuary and women's lounging area and usually a much smaller but very separate men's area, which meant that if you went into the spa as a couple, you really didn't see each other until you got out of the spa or maybe went to the outdoor pool. In Europe, it's really different because, you know, in Europe, everything's co-ed and they usually don't necessarily wear suits. So over in Europe, you'll have one big space and it's men and women together. Well, I knew that wouldn't quite fly in the United States, but I wanted the people who come in as couples to be able to be together in the spa. So we built the men's sanctuary and the women's sanctuary, which again is quite a bit larger than the men's. But from them, you walk into the aqua solarium, which is co-ed. And there's no door. You just walk in, and people know that that's now co-ed. And there we have a beautiful waterfall, which is designed after Bingham Falls, which is a beautiful natural fall just up the road from the Snowflake. So we have this big cascading waterfall you can sit under. But then next to it, we have a very large Hungarian salt mineral pool, which is what you referred to. And that mineral pool, it's not another jacuzzi, because you'll find your jacuzzi in both the men's and ladies' locker rooms along with the sauna. But this mineral pool, we get the mineral salts from Hungary, and it's the real thing. And the idea is it doesn't have jets. You just sit and soak and absorb the real spa goers from years ago believe that the mineral salts are very healing as well as relaxing. So, and meanwhile, that whole aqua solarium looks right out across the field at Mount Mansfield. So it's a really beautiful place to relax.
You know, it surely is. And I'm going to take a little bit of a break for our advertisement on what we want people to come and see us. But it really does pay for you to go on the Snowflake Mountain Resort and Spa site. Let me give you that, because you're going to get all the information that Chuck Bayraw is telling you about. It's very simple. It is www.stowe, as in the town of Stowe, S-T-O-W-E, snowflake.com. And, of course, don't put in snowflake. It's Snowflake. And you'll get everything that you need to know about seeing rooms, about seeing the restaurant, Charlie B's, which we talked about. They have a little bistro for breakfast as well. And all the amenities within the resort. But when we come back, we'll talk a moment about the intergenerational nature of it. I did want to remind everybody that we have a special offer for you. You know, there is chaos in the markets. There's chaos in the world. But you can stop the chaos in your finances. You can preserve every penny, and you can live the life you deserve. We have one phone number for you to call, and you will learn how to participate in good markets and never go back in bad. Enjoy a lifetime of tax-free income that sets you free. You call 1-800-467-8152, and you'll get a comprehensive strategy session to make your financial and life goals come true. You can discover some blind spots about your excessive taxation. You don't have to always pay. There are ways to logically cut down your taxes and excessive fees that you may be paying within your portfolio. How much money do you need in retirement? Do you really know? What would you do if you had to pay exorbitant health bills that could come your way? No, you don't have to go broke. We'll immediately point you in the right direction to increase your wealth without having to save an extra penny. Now, there are requirements because this is a very comprehensive review. This is not just passing over what's going on. It's giving you special help. You do need to call now. It's only for the first five callers. You do need to have at least $250,000 in investable assets. So that's 1-800-467-8152. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to hesitate every time you need to look at your financial statements. No losses here. 1-800-467-8152. So let's go back. We're speaking with Chuck Bayroth, who is the one of the three-generation owners of Stoflake. And Chuck, before we have to say goodbye, just one question for you. Intergenerational, are you seeing more people bringing kids and grandkids together to Stoflake?
Absolutely, yeah, and especially to our property, because as you know, we're a three-generation family business with two generations currently working in the business. And, you know, we are seeing more and more of that. Certainly still a lot of parents with their kids, but a lot of grandparents with several of their children and the grandchildren. And sometimes the grandparents with the children, too, the grandchildren is by themselves. This is just a great place. You can be here with your kids or especially grandkids, because us grandparents aren't quite as used to the day-to-day rigors of children. You can bring your children here. There's so much for them to do that you don't even have to leave the property, but you certainly can. They're very entertained by themselves and with the grandparents, and it's a much easier task than going to a lot of places where you got to try to find something to entertain the kids every minute.
Thank you all, and you know what we're going to say: get out there, kids, and make it happen.
All right, come on to the Stoflake.
Okay, now don't go away. We're off the air right now, and we're going on to a different show. Okay?
Oh, all right.
Okay. So now this show is a little bit different. What do we have? Okay, this is faster. It's about 8 minutes, okay?
But
there are no commercials in between, because those commercials are regular commercials that get brought in. And what we're going to do here is you're going to hear some music, and then I'm going to introduce you. But this is a different audience, and they're hearing you for the first time. So some of the things that we said before, we're going to be saying again, okay?
Sure.
It's not a continuation.
Right, I get it.
Think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, 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 we are back. This is Adrian Berg. I know you had a lovely mouth-watering few minutes there with Wes Jones from Charlie B's, and you know that Charlie B's is part of Stoflake, a beautiful resort that I recently had the pleasure of visiting for Halloween, where they closed the whole town of Stowe, and we went out and just had a ball. We're speaking right now with actually the owner of Stoflake. His name is Chuck Bayroth, and you'll love this. He is in the middle of a three-generational ownership of Stoflake, which was founded by his parents in the early 60s, in 1963. But what he's made of it and what his kids have made of it alongside of him is a really major resort for also intergenerational travel. A couple of restaurants, wonderful spa, very unique Ayurvedic spa. We'll talk more about that. We'll talk about also what's around in the town. But this is a place for the holiday season that I thought that anybody listening could get together with their family and kind of renew those family ties. We have a lot of people listening in 33 states. And the one thing I know is that your family is not all in one place. I know for sure that in this time and age, you've got kids all over the place, you've got in-laws all over the place, you've got grandkids all over the place. True intergenerational experience is hard to come by. So let's shift this over to Chuck Bayraw, who has lived an intergenerational experience, even in his own business as well as his own life. Chuck, thank you so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure. I'm here at Stove Lake. It's a beautiful day, and you wouldn't know it's going to be snowing here soon.
But it is going to be snowing there soon, and let's talk a little bit about what happens and what a three-generation family, let's say, could do if they were over at Stove Lake in a couple of weeks when the holidays begin for Thanksgiving, maybe for Christmas.
Well, it's great. And by the way, I'm not only the middle child of three, I'm also the middle generation.
So, everything.
I got it all. Yeah, my parents started the business in 1963. I came up in 1969. My brother had already been in the business. We now have one of his children, his boy, is our director of sales, and my daughter is our vice president and general manager. And it's been a very interesting experience, and I think particularly suited, and I don't know if it's just because it's the holidays and skiing and cross-country skiing as well as downhill, and the winter really attracts families, but you know, and partly maybe because this is such a family place and family business, but during the holidays, both Thanksgiving and particularly going into the 2 weeks around Christmas and New Year's, we're probably 90% plus families. Almost it does this. The place changes a little bit because there's probably a lot of children in the summer, but during the Christmas holidays, just about everybody has children here. So we'll have them when we're full, which will be for 2 weeks. We'll have probably 200 adults at least, and maybe 400 children and kids here. Some grandchildren, a lot of children, a lot of multi-generational that use the holidays to get together.
Yeah, you know, I tell everybody I spend a lot of time in the great state of Utah during ski season, and when people go there, they generally ski, and that's true in Vail, too. But Vermont is different, and Stowe is different. You can ski, but you can also snowshoe, you have spa experiences. Tell us about some of the non-ski experiences during key season, during the ski season over at Stowe Lake.
Yeah, the interesting thing is that we probably now are at a point where maybe 50 to 60% of our guests go downhill skiing. The others, for various reasons, a lot of times people come up and not all the children want to downhill ski. In many cases, one of the spouses is not a downhill skier. So we have snowshoe and cross-country trails right at the resort. You can just walk out your door. And, you know, in particular, snowshoeing, because, you know, skiing is still not for everybody, and it's a pretty physically athletic type of activity. Snowshoeing, you know, if you can walk, you can snowshoe. And literally, we have some very flat terrain. There's also a few hills you can go up. But with flat terrain, we groom the trails for snowshoeing. So it's literally, if you can walk down the hall, you can go out and get some wonderful fresh air and enjoy the snow. We also have dogs sledding here. That's, you know, obviously by arrangement, but the dog sleds are here, I think, three or four afternoons, evenings a week in the winter, and they take you out for a dog sled ride, which is really pretty exciting. I think it's almost, in a way, more exciting than the horse carriages, because you're low to the ground and you've got this team of horses and there's a lot of excitement. And then a lot of people, you know, will just use the facilities at the hotel. As you said, the spa is very popular. We've got a great recreation facilities inside and outside. From here, you can walk into the historic village. We've got a lot of shops and restaurants right next to us, but it's about a 1.7-mile walk down a nice plowed sidewalk to the historic village, which a lot of people will do. So, you know, I'd say, yeah, any given day, maybe 40% of the people, maybe more, are in fact doing other activities than downhill skiing.
Yeah, so I will also say that, of course, Chuck and I spoke earlier, I love snowshoeing. I think it's very important for the ageless traveler because it burns calories and you're out there in the beautiful, sometimes wilderness, sometimes not, depends what you want to do. And you're out there with everybody and you don't have to ski. Love spa because it's Ayurvedic over at Snowflake. That's very, very healthful. It's not simply that it's relaxing, which it is too, and beautifying, which it is too. But that can make some real changes in your life and your health. So it's a really good place for the ageless traveler, the mature traveler. That's a fun thing. But they also have theater. I want to bring that up. You have some theater over there as well.
Yes, there is live theater in town. It's a volunteer group, but they're very serious about what they do, and that's great. That's great. You know, and imagine too on this snowshoeing. You know, the one thing is snowshoeing. If you walk at a even moderate pace on snowshoes, which as you said, I like that ageless travel. I think I'm getting to be one of them.
Right.
If you just walk at a moderate pace, it's like really going out in the summer for a light jog because there's enough resistance with the snowshoes that, you know, I find I go out for 30, 40 minutes on snowshoes and I feel as tired and, you know, you're going to work up a little puffing and it's just without any risk at all and anyone can do it. It's really, really good exercise.
Yeah, and it makes you feel good. It's very empowering too. So let me just tell you how to find out much more about this good place. It's a very good place. This is at 1746 Mountain Road in Stowe, Vermont. And of course, they have a website where everything is. And that's www.stoweflake.com, S-T-O-W-E-F-L-A-K-E. Don't say snowflake, it's Stoweflake, like the town. And you know, I will tell you, they love you on TripAdvisor. So I thank you so much, Chuck, and I just want to remind everybody that we'll be back in a couple of minutes, and we are going to be going all over the world when it comes to stamps and books and art and a lot of intergenerational collecting and even investing that you can do with your grandkids. So as I explained when we started our show, this is a pretty intergenerational show. Have a wonderful, wonderful minute, and then be back. We're not going anywhere. You shouldn't either.
I'm inappropriate for my age.
Okay, that was really good. We are now off the air. I don't know if Chuck, are you with us? He may be off. Hello?
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, 'cause I am happy.